Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Azhar Ali stroked a century and Asad Shafiq an unbeaten half century as Pakistan closed day four of the third and final test against Sri Lanka in Palakkad, 190 runs ahead. Azhar's 136 in 283 balls gave them the platform to close on 299 for 8, Sri Lanka having been bowled out on day 3 for 335 in reply to 226. Sri Lanka lead the series 1-0, and with Pakistan's last two recognised batsmen, Shafiq and Adnan Akmal, at the crease, it sets up an intriguing final day. Shafiq was not out on 55, having faced 134 deliveries, while Mohammad Hafeez made 52 opening the innings to help Pakistan recover from losing Taufik Umar for 4 late last night. Former Zimbabwe captain and wicketkeeper Tatenda Taibu has announced his retirement from the game at the age of 29 to take up a ministerial post. Taibu made history in 2004 when, at the age of 20, he became the youngest ever Test captain, but he's now opted to take on a role with the church. In all, he played 28 Tests, 149 one-day internationals and 17 2020 internationals for Zimbabwe, as well as one ODI for the African 11. Staying with wicketkeepers, Tammy Solekile has been called up to South Africa's touring squad in England as a replacement for the retired Mark Boucher. Boucher was forced to call time on his international career yesterday after suffering a ruptured left eyeball during the drawn tour game against Somerset. Solekile, who recently took 8 catches in an innings for South Africa A, has played 3 tests, 2 against India and 1 against England in 2004. The 3 test series gets under the Oval on the 19th of July. South Africa take on Kent in a 3-day game which begins on Friday. Pakistan have named a 30-man provisional squad for the 2012 ICC World 2020, leaving out current Test and one-day international captain Misbahul Haq. Misbah played a key role during Pakistan's run to the final in 2007, but no longer features for the 2020 side, Mohammad Hafeez having been named as captain earlier this year.